course I can.
So last week we discussed a very important yisod of Tircha Tzibur, how much to wait, whether you have to wait for six, or we talked about the Shulchan Aruch Harav, who was the most machmir, and we talked about the Magid Avram quoting the opinion that says where many of us are mekel for six because of Tircha Tzibur. I wanted today two other very important ways of Tircha Tzibur, and how important that yisod of Tircha Tzibur in practical halacha happens every single day. I want to show you two different halachot about that. Number one is a strange story in the Gemara in Brachot, which is the first sheet in front of you. Okay? Gemara says in Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, very short piece towards the end of the Gemara. The Gemara says Tanya, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Kach Haya Minhago Shel Rabbi Akiva, Kishaya Mitpalel Ima Tzibur Haya Mikatzer Veole Mimnei Toreach Tzibur. So it says this was the minhag of Rabbi Akiva, that when he would daven with the Tzibur, he would shorten up because of Tircha Tzibur. Okay? What does this mean that he would shorten up because of Tircha Tzibur? So Rabbi Yonah in the second source already says, don't think it means that he would only say a little bit of the tefillah. Even though I had a thought about that, maybe this was the source where the halacha talks about that, you know, if you're not going to have kavana, you should be mikatzer. Says Rabbi Yonah, this is not the source for that. Lo shaya mikatzer minusach hatfila, ela shaloya marbich harbei b'tachronim. Rabbi Akiva, when davening, made sure not to schlep it out, made sure not to have, quote unquote, too much kavana. Vegam loya marich kokach b'amirat hamilot. Why? Because of Tircha Tzibur. So the question comes, is this talking about, is this when he was the Shliach Tzibur? Or is this talking about that since he was such a big gadol, that people would wait for him, and therefore it would be a Tircha Tzibur? Meaning, is it a din of Shliach Tzibur? Or is this a din in a, you know, great rabbi that you're going to wait for, that if you wait, that if he elongates his tefillah, it's going to be what? It's going to be a Tircha Tzibur. So seemingly it's a machlokas aposkim, because the Meiri, when learning it, it's not din, not a din in Shliach Tzibur. It's a din in anybody. Meaning, this is fundamental, right? You're davening. Do you wait for the rabbi in the shul? Do you wait for somebody who's chashiv in the shul? You know, a lot of people go, nu, nu. I know a lot of rabbis who are very uncomfortable with it. And they'll tell their congregants, please do not wait for me. On another level, there is a concept of Kvod HaTorah and a certain role model. So really, that struggle is really related here in the halacha. Because on one level, the Meiri says, it's not talking about a din in Psak, a din in Shliach Tzibur. When the Meiri quotes this Gemara, he says, Migdolei HaChachamim, Keshayu Mispalim Imat Tzibur, Ayu Mekatzrim Va'olim. When they were davening with the Tzibur, meaning it's not a din in Shliach Tzibur, but it's Dafka din Tzibur versus Yachid. When you daven alone, and you had as much kavanah as possible. But it's with the Tzibur, and he was afraid of Tircha Tzibura, he made sure to daven fast. However, the Rambam, and you see the Shulchan Aruch, brings this down in Hilchos Shliach Tzibur. Right? So the Rambam, excuse me, seems to be saying not like the din in Shliach Tzibur. What does he say? Amit Palel Imat Tzibur. If you're davening exactly like the Meiri said, if you're davening with the Tzibur, make sure not to be Ma'arich. But if you're by yourself, then you could do what you want. However, the din of the Shulchan Aruch, and definitely obviously the Aruch HaShulchan, also brings this down as a din in Shliach Tzibur. Siman Nun Gimel. Shliach Tzibur Shema'arich B'Tfilato at the beginning. Kedesh Yishmu Kol Arev. So the first thing he says, a Shliach Tzibor, that is Marich in his tefillah because he likes his beautiful melodious voice. Im hu machmat shesameach belibo. Al shenotin adal Hashem yitbarach b'nima. Tavo alav bracha. If the reason why he's doing this is because he wants to give hodah to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's why he's being marich b'tefillah, a bracha should happen. Beautiful. Obviously, hu yishit palel b'kovet rosh, v'omeid b'yira b'ema, ema b'yira. But if he's mechavein lashmiya kolo v'sameach b'cholo, that's bad news. Hari zeh megune. If he just wants to hear your nice voice, this is the tefillah right before in Rosh Yom Kippur. The tefillah, the chazan right before Musaf, making sure that he has a kolo na'e. But that's because the tzibur wants him. Umikom makom, says the Shulchan Aruch at Siman Nun Gimel Sefer Aleph, kol shemarich betfilato lo tov osem imnei toriach tzibur. He's saying this in the realm of dinei shliach tzibur, as opposed to the Rambam and the Meiri that seem to be saying this is somebody who's davening with the tzibur, which is also true. And I think lahalacha lemaisa we apply both of these. It's brought down in the Aruch HaShulchan Aruch also, excuse me, that he says in Siman Gimel, Mikom Mekom Kol Shemarich B'Tfilato Lo Tov Osem Imnei Toreach HaTzibur Tarbe Yesh Ledaber B'Inyanei HaChazanim B'Zman HaZeh B'Avonotein HaRabim. But as we learned, Keshem Shemitzvah Lomar Davar Shenishma Kach Mitzvah Lomar Davar Sheinu Nishma. So it's both when it's very, very sensitive. A lot of people say, okay, I gotta work on my Shemon Esrei. So then you become a Chazan, and then what do? You have the longest Shemon Esrei in the world, and everyone's waiting for you. Right? That's the Teichel Tzibur. You can't do that. That's hard. It's hard on a person to know, but if the Tzibur needs, you need to learn to sacrifice that. Okay? So that's one realm here of. Just to go one step further, just to finish up this step, it's really an amazing piece. If you look at the next piece before I tell you the next realm of the next realm of Tircha v'Tzibura, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Chav Dalet Sif Aleph brings down very fascinating halacha together that the Magen Avraham quotes the Sefer Chassidim. That's really amazing. Literally an amazing, amazing Sefer Chassidim. Let's see it inside. Shulchan Aruch says as follows: Kahal shit palu, the kulam became betfila. Everyone knows. Still, despite that, still you have chazar tashatz to be mekayim the takanas hachamim. No plug. You have takanas hachamim. Doesn't matter if everyone is learning. Says the Rama, v'im yesh yechidim bekahal ma'arichim betfilatan. Okay, this is what we had talked about. Ein l'shliach tzibur lamtin aleihem afilo ayu chashuv ve'ayir. Even if they're really chashuv, this is what we had said, you shouldn't wait for them. V'chein imaya minyan bebeit ha-knesset. Ein lamtin al adam chashuv, o gadol shadayin lo ba. Right? This is what we had talked about, because it's Tircha d'Tzibura. Meaning what the Shulchan Aruch brings down, originally, in Siman Nun Gimel as a din of Shliach Tzibur, it brings down in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet as a separate din. If you're an adam gadol, number one, the Tzibur shouldn't wait for them. Okay, but then just understand, the Magen Avraham brings down a dissenting opinion in the next page. In l'shatz l'amtin, he says v'achshav nagul l'amtin alav bezit. As we see in many Orthodox communities, they wait for the rabbi to finish. Now he says v'nir li atam sherov anashim mitpalim b'murutza. Most people are davening so fast. V'michadim mitpalim mila b'nima. Therefore we wait. So that's not going to be able to say Kedusha. But Kishemarich in Lamtina Lav Kamosha Kasav, and he quotes our Gemara. Rabbi Akiva Shimpalim at Sibor, Mekatzer Va'ola. So basically we have a machloket between the din of Shulchan Aruch and Magen Avraham, whether you should be waiting for a gadol or not. The bottom line is, if it's going to cause a tircha d'tzibura, you shouldn't. So basically, what the machloket, what we see in the Rishonim, the Miri and the Rambam, really, both are really paskin lahalacha. Number one in Siman Nun Hey and Din Siman Nun Gimel and Dinei Shliach Tzibur. not to be ma'arich too much. And number two, when you're an Adam Gadol, also not to be ma'arich too much if it's going to be a tircha tzibur. Now this next Sefer Hasidim is literally amazing. Sefer Hasidim, I quoted for you in Siman Tov Shin Pei Dal. If I wouldn't have seen it inside, I wouldn't have told it to you. Literally amazing. Kol ma she'adam yachol leidal asot takana, she'chaven libo betfilato, yasok libo bechaven. Whatever a person could do to have kavana, he should have kavana. Shkoyach, that's for sure. V'kol ma she'yasok, v'yuchal asot, she'lo yitlots tzubo, yaseh v'yasok. Now obviously, if you are inconspicuous and try to not bring attention to yourself, you should do that also. Shim yehe yoshev einov skurot. If you're sitting and your eyes are closed, people are gonna yilot to a love. So then people are gonna make fun of you. Then lo yiskor einov shelo yuchal chavein. Kmo shaya chacham omer letalmidav kishmitpalel lachal lifnei ateva im mekatzer atfila vani ine yachol lekatzer. Listen to this. Listen to what he said. Ani oseh atzmi kim mishtachave b'modim. I made it up. It's as if I got up to Modim ready. I fake bowed. I bowed. So everyone would think I was at Modim. Va'adayin lo igati the Shema Kolenu. Ukeshematchil baruch kedei lo tzi yidei chovat achirim ani holech la'achor ki ilu siyamti tefilati kedei shelo yitzlo tzitzu alai. Meaning, I need to daven longer. I can't daven shorter because that's how I have to kavana. But I'm afraid people are going to be making fun of me. What can I do? I can go to the back. I can go to the back. It's as if I finished. Kiilu siyamti tefilati kedei shelo yilotzu alai. Ve'adayin lo siyamti ad shekvar amru kedusha. V'akadosh Baruch Hu yodea shelo alachti achorai ela shelo yitzlotzu alai. V'lo ayiti yechol lechavein. I didn't finish my tefillah. In the middle of Shmona, that's what he's talking about. It's unbelievable. People are going to make fun of him. So what does he do? He pretends to finish. And then goes to the back. Answers Kedusha and he says, V'akol lefile v'ada. Unbelievable. And the Magen Avram brings this down lahalach. That you were able, within that kavana, to literally what we would call hefsek. In the middle of the tefillah. Says, no, to go back in order not to make fun. So we see two dinim, two which seem to be how you read the Gemara with Rabbi Akiva, right? Seems to be, again, how the Sefer Hasidim is reading it and how the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Chav Dalet is reading it. It's not a din of Shliach Tzibor. It's not everybody in Tzibor. If you're a Gadol or a Yachid, you shouldn't be Ma'arich. To the point that if you're Ma'arich, you're afraid people are going to be waiting for you, people are going to be making fun of you, you go to the back, you finish early. Right? And we said there's the other din, which is also brought down the Shulchan Aruch at Siman Nun Gimel. It's a din Shliach Tzibor. So that's part A when it comes to Tircha the Tzibura. I want to give part B, which is not in the sheets in front of you, which is also another piece. I mean, it's really part C. We had part A last time. The other piece is what's called Hosafot. Heard that before? A lot of times in Orthodox shuls, that's like a dirty word. You know, you're expecting them to continue, and then you see, you know, the guy, the Shliach Tzibur finishes early, and then you hear a whole murmur. And right? He finished early. What's going on? Another Hosaf. So what's the Gvul? What's going on? So in Siman Reish Pei Bet, it's also another realm of. Another realm. Oh yeah, brought the wrong one. Yeah, Chelek Gimel. Yeah, I have one over there. So don't switch yet. Chelek Gimel. Okay, in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, Siman Reish Pei Bet. I mean, I grew up very, very sensitive to this halacha. When you're involved in being a counselor and being a Rosh Kila, these are the things. Because people are going to get agitated in the tzibur, and then I dive in a Sfari shul. And what do? They're making mishabarachs left and right for birthdays. They're doing la 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 la. It's a whole different tarbut, right? When it comes to Ashkenazi service, the din of tircha the tzibur is like something that's mamish scharbava halach l'moshmi sinai. says in Siman Reish Pei Bet, Motzi in Sefer Torah, the Korim Bo Shiva, seven aliyahs on Shabbos. Fi'im ratza losif mosif. If you want to have osafis, you can have osafis. Okay. Now, already the Mishnah Berurah says, it's if cotton ballad. Not like the time of the Mishnah. Right? You guys learned Megillah a little bit? Where it used to be, the Takana was, what happened? First guy would get Aliyah, would make the bracha. Would not make the second bracha. The second guy would get up, would not make any brachas. The third guy would not make the first bracha, but he would close up shop. But nowadays it's not like that. Since, says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting over here, Shehayom shekol achad me'akruim mivarech lefaneu l'achareha. Since everyone is making both brachos, in kedai lo sif l'arbot b'brachot, it shouldn't be marbe b'brachos. But he says b'makom tzorech, listen to his language, kegon chatuna or brit milah v'chol ki ay gavna
bar mitzvah.
Okay, bar mitzvah would be the same thing, your site. Ain lachush lazeh, if you shouldn't, right? And that's what we do lahalacha. Okay, that's true. Now we're talking about on Shabbat. However, says the Rama. Okay. Now, before we say that, so what I just said was, Mr. Buren Sivkan Dalas is because of Mosi Brachos. But I said this year, this mini halachas year, was talking about Techer Tzibura. Because in Sifkat Nei it says Mosif, says the Mishnah Berurah, but V'nachon Shalolo Sif Harbe Mimnei Torei Achat Tzibur. Right? Mishnah Berurah, according to Eliyahu Zutta, and it's brought down on the Be'er Heitev, which we'll quote in a second, says that what? Shouldn't be Mosif a lot, so what's considered a lot? So the Be'er Heitev quotes from the Rav in Prague. So the Be'er Heitev quotes from before that the Rashbats, according to the Mishnah Berurah, it says that now since everybody makes the brachas, it's bracha shen and tzricha, they shouldn't do it. Then he quotes the Gaon Maharash, instituted in Prague. I'm not sure where the Maharash is, I gotta ask. Could be the Maharabi Prague, Shlomo Luria. Could be. Shaloli krot yoter me'asara chutz mimaftir. So for him, you know what it is? An extra three. Because of Tircha Tzibur. Interesting. Okay? There are definitely some main minions out there that, like, you know, Osaf, Osaf, Osaf. So that's on Shabbos. Okay? And already the Mishnah Berurah continues in Sifkat and Hay. Uvamakom shiyesh lachush letar omot izan hashim. Kishe lo yikru lam Torah. The other way. Let's say, you know, people are going to complain that they're not going to get an aliyah. Ain't sarach adatek bazeh. Right, part of Tircha Tzibura is knowing your Tzibur. Mm-hmm. You know, the guy's a stinker and he's not going to get an aliyah, and oh my goodness, all heck is going to break loose. Right? It's going to be an email being sent to the president, to the rabbi, to the assistant rabbi, to the rabbi emeritus. Oh my goodness. And you have to warn everybody then and tell them about that. However, fascinating machlokas that the Ramah brings down, machlokas between the Rambam and the Ran, which is, is this true also by Yontif? But who did by Yontif? The Rambam Perek Yudbet says you're allowed to have osafos. Motel osif al minyan akruim. Okay. Good. San Yontif also. What's the most famous example that the Rambam is going to say afterwards? Simchas Torah. Right. That's what we do on Simchas Torah. Before we get to Simchas Torah, there's a yesh.
Simchas Torah. Yeah, go ahead. We just do the laning over and over.
Oh, we'll see. Good.
We don't add aliyahs. We just do several sets of five.
So why don't we do? We don't do that always. No.
True.
But that's like, it's true. There's that other piece, which we'll see. There's a difference between Ashkenazim and Sephardim that way, right? That is repeat. That's Sif base. Okay, that's Sif Bey is what we just said. But however, the Ran argues in the Rambam, and on Yontif Yesho, remember the sheet of the Ran in Daf Yud Bet Amud Aleph and Daf Pei Arif in Maseches Megillah, says Biyontif Ein Lahosif. So what's the svara? Why don't you have Hosafos in Yontif? Why not?
People get confused with Shabbos.
Good. That's what the Ran says. He says, people, you're going to start making it like Shabbos. Right? Because what happens? It's seven aliyahs in Shabbos because it's more Kedusha than the six. If you start doing six, and they're doing Hosafos of seventh, what the Ran says is people are going to say, mix up the Kedushas. Now the truth is, when Yom Tov is Chal B'Shabbos, brings down the Mishnah Berurah, Kol Yom you're allowed to be Mosif onto the seven like all other Shabbatot. Okay, just because there's a Kedushas Yom Tov, that doesn't trump Shabbos. There's one exception besides Simchas Torah, which is when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, brings down the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Magen Avraham. Tov lecharchila if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. We just had Yom Kippur fall on Shabbos. Is that this year? Or last year? See, the last year or this year?
Last year.
Last year. Kishachal Yom HaKippur Shabbos. I think it was last year. Nigra mimenu ama'ala deshar Shabbatot. Why not? Why is that true? Tov lecharchila, excuse me, shalolo sifo shiva. Why? Because the beginning of the parshiot are very misudar. They finish with the words of kapara. As we had said, the end of the Ramah is the exception.
Last year, right?
Except for Simchas Torah. Okay? Milvad Simchas Torah, the Ramah says, Shemosifin Harbe. Why is that? Says the Mishnah Berurah, in order that everyone should get an Aliyah, Be'it Siyumat Torah. Therefore, we paskin like most poskim, not like the Ran, that you're allowed to be Mosif. What Alex says is actually Halacha Be'ez. That what? Mutar likrot olim harbe. Afal pikein, afal pi shakara zeb, mashakara zeb, chosim avarech, ein bekach klum. Right? This is what a lot of, and they do in the Svardi, shuls, when they want to make hosafos, they just read the same aliyah again. Says the Mishnah Berurah, mikom akom, it doesn't count. Eino ole min ha minyan. Imlosho sif l'chalapachot two other psukim of what you read originally. Okay, the Rama says we don't do that. Agav yesho srin. To check out the Mordechai, what's the svara? Why don't we do that? But we don't do that. What we do is we're mechalek. Right, we'll stop at maftir. Right, we had a double parsha last week. There's a double parsha. This coming 2 weeks ago, there's a double parsha. This week is a double parsha. So sometimes people can't prepare. The Chayin Nagu says the Ramah b'Medinos Elu Chutz mi b'Simchas Torah She Nagu laharbot b'Kruim v'Nagu Kusvar Rishon. Like you said, right? Simchas Torah. Okay, there is an opinion that says who did by Chasana, but we don't do that. Okay. Good. The now we finished some of the Tirchot Tzibura issues. Please God, next time we'll move ahead from here.